Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Fade to Black Cinema. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here with my co-host Alicia.
Hello.
And today we wanted to do our review on season 3 of Ozark, which we've been following it strongly. It was something extraordinary when it came out. Didn't know what to expect and just blew our minds. So we've been keeping up with it. But like usual, we have to wait a while and sure it drops and then we jump on it. But we finally got our chance to sit through and watch all the episodes. You know, we saw the first and second seasons. We were excited by this third season coming up.
I was very excited about seeing the third season of Ozark. It was just, I wasn't expecting this one to be so different. Maybe because I was expecting them to, you know, find a way to get out of where they were at before. Mm-hmm. But actually, they just got deeper into some more shit.
Yeah, because season 2 was all about his wife stepping up, almost being the leader of the family. And then the lawyer came down for the cartel guy. And she started manipulating and getting things together. And they both was aligned on how to move forward.
Where, yeah, because remember, she was trying to control everything. She's like, well, we want to, how would you say, get out of the illegal part of it. Mm-hmm. Not realizing that all it did was make them deeper into the illegal part of it.
And he didn't understand that. He thought he can disconnect and just run away. And she was like, nah, you need to embrace this. Because if you don't embrace this, we're going to get in more trouble. And that's how season 2 ended. So our thoughts now was, okay, so even though she's going to act this way, how are they going to get out of this and just say, hey, look, let's just separate ourselves?
Yeah.
But this season was totally different. Because then it became both of their ideologies were contrasted against each other. Yeah. Because he wanted to get out and she wanted to stay in.
Yeah.
She figured the way to stay in is to be all the way in and be comfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
And he thought, let's put everything in their hands
and get the hell
and
out.
Get the hell out.
Yeah.
So every time she wanted more, he would pull back. And every time he pulled back, she would go behind his back. And every time she would do stuff, he would go behind her back. And in between that, the lawyer was like, yo, y'all having some serious marital issues. So I don't know how this is going to wind up, but y'all need to get this together. And then finally, the new cartel guy was building a relationship with the wife.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was a surprise.
That was a surprise.
Yeah, her name Wendy. Mm-hmm. So that whole aspect there was a little different because
remember, I think him and another friend was at war with each other because
so there was another cartel leader that was at war. So you would see throughout the series, they would attack
each other right.
and do certain things.
But it was something else, though. It was something else. It was so crazy because he was like, because apparently the lawyer was saying that they may come and no, it wasn't the lawyer. It was his wife. It was his wife that's saying they may come and attack you. You need to think about having your money invested in legal stuff.
Yeah, to save for your children.
Right.
So what she tried to play off was his maternal instinct of his children because he had a girlfriend. He already had 2 kids, but he just had another child by some young girl.
Yes.
And then they attacked the church.
Yeah.
And
was it him or was it the other?
No, the other guy. So that's what was happening is they were still at war and they was just finding different ways to get at each other. So all of this was actually going on, and while they were still trying to run the casino business, because now the last thing from the previous episode was they brought a casino.
Right.
So they'll start funneling money through the casino. And in the middle of that, an FBI agent, the black lady, came down, and she was trying to flip the guy and say, hey, you can work with it. Hey, Marty, you can work with us and we'll protect you because you so damn smart. You know this like the back of your hand. So he thought, damn, I can play her now.
Yes.
So, but the thing is, everyone tried to play each other.
Yeah, to be to the advantage or be on the good side of the guy who was in the cartel, the lead cartel.
So not the FBI. The FBI was trying to tell him, hey, look, we can help you and we can go down there and get him if you just tell us more information. And it was just crazy because Wendy started calling him. And he was like, how the fuck you get this number? You know what I mean? But she was making some good decisions, but he still was uncomfortable because he realized that even though Marty did the work for him, she was smart enough to come up with some ideas as well. But he was trying to get that lawyer to say, hey, look, you need to handle this. And mm-hmm. she was sneaking behind their back and like, yo, they got some problems, so we need to be dealing with them. And you see, he was smart. He really didn't react quickly toward a lot of things, but he was very, very smart. And that was an aspect. The other FBI agent, they was trying to get another casino. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
So they was trying to get another casino because the FBI started investigating them in their casino.
Remember, that was his wife that was trying it because he said he didn't want another casino.
Yeah, he kept trying to say, let's stop doing this dumb shit.
Yep, exactly.
Because we need to get out. And she was like, no, we need to be all the way in.
And he convinced the guy to don't do it.
Yeah, he's like, stop being you the man. Mm-hmm. You the man, so you need to stop that. And it was crazy. It was the manipulation of this episode. Yeah. This series or season was the battle between the husband and the wife, because mm-hmm. they had two ideas of how to take care of their family.
Yeah.
And except for coming together, because they even went to a psychiatrist that the husband was paying, yep. and then she started paying her, and they was like, look, I don't know what the hell's going on here, but y'all got some problems.
And then what about the brother?
Oh, and the brother show up. Oh. Which, so, that was very interesting. So, I think that was phenomenal acting because her brother was bipolar.
Right.
And he just came out of nowhere. They put him in a psychiatric place, but he took him out, and he's supposed to have been on his meds. But he fell in love with the other little girl that runs the casino.
Crazy one. Ooh, Lord, she just crazy.
Yeah, Ruth.
Yeah, Ruth. She's a hot mess.
But I love her to death because she just don't take no mess. And even on top of that, they was dealing with the Kansas City Mafia that was dealing with some stuff too, which was like pretty amazing. Then the old lady
Who killed her husband
still had, was partial owner
yes.
of the land and the casino.
Yes.
And so she walked up in there. So there was so many different aspects. This is what makes this show so interesting.
It was crazy.
It's so many different aspects of it, but it all goes together, but you never know how it's going to affect another portion. But back to her brother. Her brother was bipolar, and he was on medication until he fell in love with Ruth. And when he got off his medication, you see the mood swings and how manic he would get. And it was a danger because he was talking about, hey, no, we got to do this. We got to do this. Or we got to go tell the cartel. I didn't know this was a cartel because they was trying to hide it from him because he was freaking crazy.
Yeah.
Then his mood swings was crazy. And that's why Marty was like, yo, you need to get your brother out of here. And she was like, no, but I can take care of him. I can take care of him. And, you know, it was really sad. And you can see what I thought was just amazing acting. You can see the way he was so much trying. He was really trying to be right, but he didn't want to be on the medication. And he didn't want to be sick. But he had no choice because he had a sickness and he was off his meds. But overall, a really good season. And like Leisha said, it was different. It's not what you expected. Each season,
it changes.
Changes, which is great. It doesn't take you down the same road. it takes you down different roads.
Yeah, because I mean, the children was awesome. I mean, they were.
Oh,
like,
yeah, the kids was fantastic.
Just like, yeah, mommy.
They were smart as hell.
Yeah, mommy lying again. You know.
Yeah, she lied. Hey, don't say anything.
Yeah, I
Let's
love
just
that.
Take care of that.
I love that.
And they kept doing things mm-hmm. that the parents didn't know to take care of the business or yeah. not to say anything.
And then the damn lawyer.
Yeah, the lawyer and her daughter, she had hid everything from her daughter, then got her ex-husband beat the hell up.
Yeah, she
and,
sure did. She,
you know,
she got a little carried away with the power as well.
Yeah, because she figured that she had the ear of the cartel leader.
Yeah.
Because a quick scene that happened, he was waterboarding her ass just to see if she was loyal. Mm-hmm. And but he found out, yep, she's straight, because they wanted to know how much does her ex-husband know. And she was like, he knows nothing. And he didn't believe her until he took her through this torture thing. And then he was like, okay, I'm good. Get back to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like, yo. So this dude seemed like he was a really nice cartel guy. But this dude was just as ruthless. It's just that he was pretty calm about some things. But he'll kill people in a minute. And just the way it was. So, anywho, really, really good. Really good series. Can't wait to the next one, because it ended like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, that was like,
what the hell just happened?
Wow.
And point of reference, like, they're in Mexico.
Yeah.
They flew to Mexico, and the what was it? The
cartel guy.
Not the cartel. The FBI said, if you get on that plane, you're going to die.
Yep. They sure did.
They said, you're going to die.
And he couldn't do it. He had to do it. They had to do it.
They had no choice. Mm-mm. But
his,
you know,
wife was his wife became low down dirty, though.
She was playing them.
She was ruthless, though.
She was playing them. She had to do it.
No, what she did to her brother.
Yeah, so a lot of this was to take care of her family and her brother. She finally realized her brother was a liability, but she waited too long. Mm-mm-mm. She could have reacted it a lot earlier before her brother found out. I mean, before her brother found out that they were dealing with these drugs. But she thought she can manage it. And no way you can manage a person with bipolar disease and whatever that is, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But anywho, anything else?
No, that's it.
Great, great show. Worth seeing again. Worth seeing. Really intense level of detail. You need to really pay attention, because some of the stuff is from the previous episode. Some of the stuff is you need to be prepared for the next, because there's a lot of stuff that's left that has to be answered to in season 4. So be prepared for that as well. Anywho, Fade to Black Cinema, see us every Wednesday. Every Wednesday with movie or TV show reviews. Got a lot of foreign TV shows that I'm really enjoying because of this COVID action. I'm sitting in the house, so you can binge watch like hell. And so that's just the way it is. Anywho, BougieBlackBrother.com. That's where you can get us from. Or Fade to Black Cinema on all podcast downloads. Check us out, and we'll be sure to bring something new every week for you. So thank you very much, and we'll see you next time on Fade to Black Cinema. See you.
Bye.